Foolish if you weren't a bit nervous. She stepped over, took Parker's face in her hands. My money's on you. Go on out. I've gone a little fancy, so you'll have hors d'oeuvres and wine on the terrace. My girls are all grown up. She wanted to be, but God, there was a child inside her who wanted her mom and dad. The comfort, the love, the security. Outside, she set the packets on a table, then crossed over to take the wine out of its cooler, pour herself a glass. Then simply stood, holding the glass, looking out in the softening light over the gardens to the pretty little pond and the reflection of the willows mirrored on its surface. God, do I want some of that! Laurel bolted out, her sunny blonde hair brutally short, a new look her friend already regretted. She hadn't changed out of her uniform from her position as dessert chef at an upscale local restaurant. Her eyes, bright and blue, rolled as she poured her wine. Who knew when I changed my schedule to make our girl night we'd get a last-minute lunch reservation for 20? The kitchen was a madhouse all afternoon, Mrs. G's kitchen now. She let out a huge groan as she dropped down to sit after hours on her feet. It's an oasis of calm that smells like heaven. What's for dinner? I didn't ask. Doesn't matter. Laurel waved it away. But if Emma and Mac are late, I'm starting without them. She spotted the stack of packets. What's all that? Something that can't start without them. Laurel, do you want to go back to New York? Laurel eyed her over the rim of her glass. Are you kicking me out? I guess I want to know what you want. If you're satisfied with how things are. You moved back for me after the accident, and I'm taking it a day at a time and I'll figure it out. Right now, not having a plan's working for me, okay? Well, she broke off as Mac and Emma came out together, laughing. Emma, she thought, so beautiful with her mass of hair curling madly, her dark, exotic eyes bright with fun. Mac, her bold red hair choppy in tufts, green eyes wickedly amused, lean and long in her jeans and black shirt. What's the joke? Laurel demanded. Men. Mac set down the plates of brillant croûte and spinach tartlets Mrs. Grady had shoved into her hands on the way through the kitchen. The two of them who thought they could arm wrestle for Emma. It was kind of sweet, Emma insisted. They were brothers and came into the shop for flowers for their mother's birthday. One thing led to the other. Guys come into the studio all the time. Mac popped a sugared red grape into her mouth from the bowl already on the table. None of them ever arm wrestle each other for a date with me. Some things never change, Laurel said, raising her glass to Emma. Some things do, Parker spoke out. She had to start, had to move. That's why I asked you all to come tonight. Emma paused as she reached for the brie. Is something wrong? No, but I wanted to talk to you all at once. Determined, Parker poured wine for Mac and Emma. Let's sit down. Uh-oh, Mac warned. No uh-ohs, Parker insisted. I want to say first, I love you all so much and have forever and will forever. We've shared so much, good and bad. And when things were at their worst, I knew you'd be there.
We're all there for each other.
Emma leaned over and laid a hand on Parker's.
That's what friends do.
Yes, it is. I want you to know how much you mean to me, and want you to know that if any of you don't want to try what I'm about to propose, for any reason at all, it changes nothing between us. She held up a hand before anyone could speak. Let me start this way. Emma, you want your own florist business one day, right?
It's always been the dream. I mean, I'm happy working in the shop, and the boss gives me a lot of leeway, but I hope down the road to have my own, but
no buts yet. Mac, you've got too much talent, too much creativity to spend every day taking passport photos and posed kid shots.
My talent knows no bounds, Mac said lightly, but a girl's gotta eat.
You'd rather have your own photography studio.
I'd rather have Justin Timberlake arm wrestling Ashton Kutcher for me, too, and it's just as likely.
Laurel, you studied in New York and Paris with the aim of becoming a pastry chef. An international sensation of a pastry chef. And you've settled for working at the Willows. She swallowed a bite of her spinach tart.
Well, hey,
part of that settling was to be here for me after we lost Mom and Dad.